Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am so glad that the Bible reminds us that every morning, not some mornings, but every morning, God's mercies are new. I don't know about you, but I need his mercy. Not that I'm so perfect and not so that I'm so imperfect, but I serve a perfect God. So I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray and share whatever the Lord has given her for today, and then I will come back to continue what God has given me to share. And I love that I'm a first partaker of this message right here, because it's really a blessing to me, and hearing the men and women of God that have been sharing on these past weeks and seeing the alignment of the Word of God is just amazing. Minister Sheila, if you can go ahead, and for those of you who don't know my voice, this is Cecilia. Stay blessed and stay encouraged.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you. Thank you for this program, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Clark. I just want to thank you and thank God for blessing us to have this program to minister to each and every one all over, as we can have on Blog Talk, Facebook, the World Web, and to all that are listening. I just want to give honor today for God blessing us with another day of life to love him, and as he has given us life, he has shown that he has love, that he loves us. He have mercy on us, and he has blessed us with another birthday, another day of life that we didn't have to, but so many did not make it to now. They might have had last night, might have had the earlier part of this morning, but yet we are all here now. I just want to thank the Lord for today. I just want to give honor to Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Fraser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margaret McCoy, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Pastor Reverend Lawrence Seabury, Missionary Evangelist Mothers, Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy. I just want to thank the Lord for this bloodline that he has blessed me into, that we have all shared our love with each other and know that God is real and that through our life he do exist, because we exist within him. I just want to give honor to bless all my sisters and brothers, sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, all my cousins, my granddaughters, my grandsons. I just want to bless them for all the family that I know and I don't know, my bloodline family and also my spiritual family. I just want to ask God to bless this government to have all of us in mind for life to make a life for all of us, not just some of us, not just handpicked of us, to treat us all as one, and to bless this police enforcement to treat us all as they want us to treat them, to bless us and to bless all the ones that's out here running the streets with these devil-possessed hatreds and this ugliness that they are doing to each other. Just taking from those that have, because they choose not to go and work for it to have their own, and to bless us through the day and to bless our children back and forth to school and to bless this world with this virus that's going on that is taking people out. Lord, I ask you to bless us all, no matter what our color is, our religions, no matter what we are going through our jobs, our neighborhoods, within ourselves, within our family, to bless us to know the right way, to let us know no matter what it is, we need to give it all into the hands of God, the Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, to help us and direct us through the right way. No matter what the demons and the devil possess on you, God can remove it. God can block them off. God can turn them another way. And we need to trust and believe in God and to ask him what is his menu for us today, for each and day, each and every day that he wakes us up. We need to thank him and praise his name and thank him for blessing us with another day and ask you what is the menu for us, God, that you have for us today so that we can make please you and to walk into the right footsteps that you have for us. But God, we need your help with more ways than one. No matter if it's finance, health-wise, within our family, within ourselves, so God, direct us through our problems that we know you can solve and you can take us the right way, no matter what's going on. Need to put it in the hands of God. Wait on God. God is waiting on you. Wait on God, because when he bless you, he will bless you no ways than any way that you could imagine. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I actually thank for all those truck drivers, the bus drivers, the taxi cabs, the Ubers, and all the people that's out here doing public transportation, employment transportation. Bless them over these highways and byways to keep them safe from all any harm, the weather, other drivers, because, you know, they will cut you off and just to cause an accident because they choose to do that to figure out they can get rich. But that rich, quick stuff can hurt you and damage you forever, that you might not make it through. But, yeah, God, we ask you to guide us all, no matter from the time we wake up to the time we lay down. We need you, Lord. And I'm going to thank you and thank you and thank you. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. I'm going to start off with asking you a question. Who has God assigned you to intercede for? Who has God assigned you to cover? Well, I love that when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is assigned to cover or to intercede for us, that he's able to do them both, and he does them well because he's a master. He's an expert. He's a subject matter expert. And as he shows us how, we already know we have to start off with fearing him and a type of reverence for him. We know that we have to uphold justice. We can't be sellouts. We can't be people that are tossed to and fro by every doctrine. But we have to understand the fruit of his spirits, the fruit of his wisdom. We have to understand the craftiness of the enemy of our soul, who will try to be clever and try to throw all types of things at us to try us to get off point. We understand that whether it's you were excommunicated from a church or whether it was you had this illicit relationship or that illicit relationship, or you had problems with forgiving someone or being forgiven, or you were in a court system and they threw the book at you, they sent you to jail for something, or you were in a few relationships and because you were hurt from the relationships, you came out of it hurting this person and hurting that person. And so you came out a little marred. You came out scarred. You came out wounded. And so then God sends you someone to help you heal. And sometimes because of rebellion or witchcraft or various deceits, you may reject that person for which God sent to intercede for you or to cover you. Or it may be Apostle Sandra Thomas taught us years ago about a family member that used to lie just to lie, and then they were upset because people did not receive them because they felt like every time they said something, people felt they were lying. And the Apostle Sandra Thomas taught them, well, just like it took you a long time to show people that you were a liar, it's going to take you that time and more with God's help to show them that they can trust you, to show them that they can count on you, that you've stopped being that person that lies, that you've stopped being that person that was not integral. And that just like God gave you grace, just like God gave you mercy, and just like God taught you how to lean not to your own understanding, he's going to have to teach them that he's a God that can not only save their souls, but he can save a liar. He can save a person that is self-righteous, that thinks that only they are so great. I remember when a family member had said to me, and I had mentioned it to my sisters and my mother because I wanted to know what was that all about. They told me they didn't know who I thought I was. I wasn't the next Vanna White. And I said to my mom and my sister, I was trying to figure out where did that come from. I never wanted to be a Vanna White. I'm an African-American woman, first of all, but I wasn't trying to be a star. And then I realized they had felt that because they married and went from their mother's, from the home that they grew up in, that they were more than me. They were better off than me. And I realized that that's a type of mindset that many people have, because they will compare the fact that they got married straight from their mother's home and you were out doing all types of riotous living, according to them, that you weren't equipped to do what God has sent you to do. But see, that's what I love about God. He doesn't look at the so-called self-righteous person, that person that thinks they're so much better than you. He will use that person that the world said no to, that by the world standards, you can't do this or that. But see, let's share a few definitions. To be able to intercede for someone, that means that you have to act. You can impose yourself in a somewhat difficult or troubling type situation. You'll plead and petition for them. You will reconcile the differences between the two people or the groups. You will be a mediator for them. You will remember that Jesus himself taught us and is teaching us how to intercede for one another. Because in order to be a person that can intercede for someone, you can't be too selfish. A matter of fact, you have to be a person that's willing to be selfless. And so in order to be selfless, that means you have to be patient. You have to stop being so disappointed in people for being human. You have to realize that all of us are still yet learning, and so you're willing to sit in that person's place like Jesus did. He interceded for us. He was our propitiation. He was our substitute. It takes a lot to be someone's substitute. But yet, in order to cover someone, if we look at it in the natural, when I was in war and I would go out in the field and I was in combat, when I asked someone to cover me, they didn't necessarily all the time know where the enemy was, but they knew to send up camouflage. They knew to send up fire. They knew to send up an arsenal in that direction. They knew to start aiming towards the enemy's camp, because they knew that I needed to get from point A to point B to point C to all of these various points, and that I would be exposed. And so while I was exposed, they needed to cover me. They were equipped to cover me. They knew, just like when David needed to put on the whole armor so that he could fight against the giants and the various people, that he couldn't wear somebody else's armor. He had to wear his own armor. So in order for him to be covered, he had to be properly equipped. So it's amazing me how many people will try to pervert the word of God, and they will try to say what God will and won't do, because they don't know how to properly cover you. They don't know how to properly help you when the enemy's trying to ambush you, like in Joshua 8 and in Joshua chapters 2 and 6 and in Samuel 5. You know, it talks about the various battles that people had went through and the various ambushes. And so in order to conceal someone, in order to protect someone, we have to know, is it their head you need to be covering? Is it their whole body you need to be covering? What is it that you're covering? What is that Psalms 23 and that Psalms 91 and that Isaiah 54 thing that God is causing and calling you to do? And are you equipped? Are you trying to take a rifle into a weapon that requires an Apache or Cobra helicopter? Are you trying to take a saw, a machine gun, into a battle that calls for an F-15 or F-16 fighter jet? Are you trying to take a 9mm weapon into a battle that requires a battleship? Are you trying to win a battle or cover a person that needs an arsenal the size of an atomic bomb and you're trying to use a bullet? Are you trying to cover for someone when you need to be interceding for someone? Are you trying to intercede for someone when you need to be covering for someone? Are you trying to bring in expertise that God hasn't trained you in yet? Are you trying to go to the jungle when God told you to go to the desert? My God. Are you trying to handle a domestic violence violation or thing that is violence in that requires a Beirut type of manifestation or an Afghanistan type of manifestation for something that's in the west side of Chicago or the south side of Detroit or something in New York? Are you equipped to do what God has told you to do? Because you need to use the wisdom of God to go into the battle properly equipped. Well, see, the King of Kings can make it so that we can handle whatever battle he sends us in. That right in the midst of the battle, you may have never been in that battle before, but he's equipped you for it. Or that person that has the various gangbanger different things that they went through, or that person that went through the various molestations or the various harlot things, they're equipped for something we're not equipped for. We can't get upset with someone when God is using the things that they've been through to help them win a battle, to know how to cover you, to know how to pray those specific words of prayer that are for a person that needs peace that surpasses all understanding, for a person that knows how to war in the heavenlies, for a person that's been molested, for a person that knows how to cover someone that's been straight from their mother's and father's home into a marriage, for that person that has been divorced several times. We can't get upset because we think that we're better than someone. Wrong mindset. You can't cover and intercede for someone if you're not selfless. You can't cover and intercede for someone if you're so self-righteous until you can't see what they need to see. So the first thing is to learn how to fear God, how to understand the assignment, how to understand what's on the inside of you that's blocking you from covering and interceding. Is there an unforgiveness? Did that person hurt you? Did they lie to you? And so you have to go to God and say, God, you've told me to intercede for this person, to cover this person, because you're trying to get me out of myself. You're trying to show me what a true apostolic covering is. You're trying to show me what a true apostolic covering that calls for grace and mercy is, and accountability and belonging. See, many of you don't understand that you're under an apostolic covering. Yes, you are under an apostolic covering. The covering that's on your life is to cover many nations, people, tongues. You're wondering why you're under an apostolic covering. It's because you're equipped for it. God has taught you so much through your mothers, through your aunts, through your pastors, through your teachers. Many people have been under their pastors that were able to handle a neighborhood, but God has called you to greater. Many people have been under a community covering, but God has called you to greater. So that rifle that they have is good. That saw, that machine gun that they have is good. But the battleship anointing that God has given you, the Apache and Cobra helicopter fighter jet and F-15 and F-16 that he's given you is what he wants you to be equipped. So don't compare yourself to, my sister, my brother, my cousin, they are doing this in the neighborhood. But greater is being called of you because there's a type of self-control that God is calling you to. There's a type of strong drink that God is calling you to. There's a type of temptation that God knows that you can come through. There's a type of justice that God knows that you'll speak up when you see something, you'll say something. Yes, God. There's a type of walk in wisdom and leaning not to your understanding that God is calling you to. There's a type of canopy of protection that God is calling you to cover them while they're being exposed. Oh, yes. There's a type of description and strategy that God is calling you to. He knows you've turned to them and you said, but God, I've never been through that. But God says, I have. He's been through it. God is connecting you with people that one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to chase. So, yes, you may not have experienced something, but God has connected you to people that have. Because, see, you're not trying to do this on your own. You understand that in order to march this march, in order to run this run, that you're going to have to call in for the helicopters. You're going to have to call in for the fighter jets. You're going to have to call in for the battleship that's out there way at sea. Because, see, God has equipped you to know when to call for help. You're not trying to do it all your own because there's a wisdom. There's an acknowledgement that says, God, I can handle this, but I need your help. See, many of us are trying to handle the battle and to cover one another when God didn't tell us to do it all by ourselves. Mm-hmm. Many of us are trying to accomplish things all by ourselves. But God said to call on the wailing women. God said to call for that bomb in Gilead. God said to come in and let him cover you with his wings and his feathers of protection. God is saying he's going to take you to that secret place where the shadow of the Almighty, you'll be able to abide under. God is saying he's going to bring you to that place where the smith is making that weapon that's especially for this battle. God is bringing you that person that's able to walk in the humility and the shame. God is bringing you to that person that's equipped in failure in marriage. God is bringing you to that person that's equipped with having to learn how to say I'm sorry, even when you're learning from God, I ain't sorry yet, God. And he's saying, but say you're sorry anyway. God is showing you how to come to that person and use that person that's been dishonored, that's been excommunicated. God is showing you how to call on that person that says, you know, I've been a harlot. A matter of fact, I've been this, I've been that. I've murdered. I've murdered people not only with my hands, but I've murdered them with my mouth. God is sending you to that person that he's already forgiven, that you said, God, how can you use them? God knows the assignment that he's called you to cover. So as you fear God, yes, fear him. God is calling you even though you've had a setback. Mm-hmm. He didn't change his mind. He knows you had a setback. He knows you cussed that person out or wanted to. He knows that you lost your temper with that person, but God has not changed his mind. He knows that you had that moment where you came in and you turned over the tables and the chairs, but God hasn't changed his mind. He knows that when he told you to cover this person or that person, you said, not me. They did this to me. They did that to me. But God is saying he's still going to use you. Because as you walk in the obedience of God and you cover them, even when you told God no, he's still going to use you. Why? Because he knows your true heart. See, the people around you, he's going to make it where all of that static, all of that confusion, all of those things that they're saying, you're not going to hear them. He's going to block them. He's going to block what they're saying. So that when they say, but he or she did this or that to you, all you hear is, but God's mercies are new every morning. All you hear is God is married to the backslider. All you hear is although they committed sabotage against you, you still love them. Uh-huh. Although they did what they did in order to get that position that you deserve, God's still going to use you to cover them. Uh-huh. He knows their sister, their brother, their aunt, their uncle, their cousin, their husband, or their wife could have covered them, but God's going to use you to cover them. And he's going to give you the wisdom of the arsenal that you need to call in to help you. Because God has trained you for such a time as this. Even though you tried to have that Jonah moment, God is going to use you for such a time as this. Uh-huh, you tried to run, but he's still going to use you for such a time as this. I know you said, but my sister could do this better. But God said he's going to use you for such a time as this. Uh-huh, I know you said, but my brother could do this better. And God is saying, but I'm going to use you for such a time as this. But God, I'm asking you to give me a want to. Today, God is asking you to ask him for a heart to want to cover them, for a heart to want to intercede for them. Not because you are so great, but because the God on the inside of you is greater. The I am that I am. Yes, the King of Kings. Yes. The Lord of Lords. Yes, he's going to show you how to outmaneuver and navigate through this terrain that you think you can't get through. The master teacher is giving you the gift of selflessness. This gift that he's bringing you of selflessness to cover those that you once said were not coverable. Those that you once said, God, I don't want to intercede for them. Those that played the blame game. Those that you said were unmerited. Yes, God's going to use you. He's going to go into the very root cause of your rebellion, of your no, to change it into a yes. God is going down on to the depths of your heart. There's not a fiber of your heart that he's not healing right now. There's not a part of your mind that the word of God isn't penetrating right now. His ministering angels are encamped all around you in ways that you could never comprehend. You thought you didn't have the ability to do this. You thought you didn't have the ability to make this decision. God's going to teach you how to do what Apostle Sandra Thomas said a long time ago, how to love the Hades out of yourself and that person and those people and those group of people. Don't be surprised if God uses you to save a clan woman or man. My God. Don't be surprised if God uses you to save a skinhead. My God. Don't be surprised if God uses you to save a gang member. Don't be surprised if God uses you to save a whole family of harlots. Don't be surprised if God uses you to save that self-righteous person. Don't be surprised if he uses you to save that person that's been selfish of the selfish. No one has seen anyone or met anyone more selfish than this person. But God is going to use you to cover them. God is going to use you to intercede for them until they become so selfless, until the agape love of God overtakes them in a way that they will serve and save nations. See, sometimes you covering for a person and interceding for a person is usually and can be God actually using you to save them for real. Somebody's been playing church. Somebody's been playing cleric. Someone has been playing teacher and preacher. But God's going to show you how to be that walking, living epistle read of man that shows them the right way to love, my God, that can share a testimony with them to say, murder, I got you. I've been there. Gossiper, I got you. I've been there. Backbiter, I've got you. I've been there. A person that had an abortion, I've been there. A person that had a failed marriage, I've been there. A person that nobody could trust because they lied just to lie, I've been there. A person that thought I was so much, that I was so arrogant, that nobody thought that I'd ever be selfless. I've been there. The person that every time I looked in the mirror, I didn't see anything but beauty. You're going to be the person that shows that person that looked in the mirror and all they saw was ugly, that now they see beauty. They see the handiwork of God. They see the beauty of God. You will be amazed of how many beautiful people actually look in the mirror and see ugly. Just like you will be amazed of how many people can look in the mirror and see all types of distortions and all types of imperfections, and they see it as wholeness and the healing virtue of God. And so they see the beauty the handiwork of God. Somebody's going to be sent to that person suffering from sexual perversions and drunkenness, from greed. God's going to show you how to show them how to be charitable. God's going to show you how to take care of that know-it-all person that now they know that they don't know it all. They're coming to God and say, God, I lean not to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you, God. I know that the beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom is fearing you, God. I know that you're filled with knowledge and glory, God, so I'm coming to you. I know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I know that everything that was made by you, God. I know I have a bachelor's degree. I know I have a high school diploma. I know I have a master's degree. I know I have these many bachelor's degrees. I know I have a doctoral degree. I know that I'm esteemed by others to be much, but yet I'm walking in the humility of God because I know not one degree, not one diploma will get me into heaven. I know, God, that I need your wisdom. I know, God, that your thoughts are higher than my thoughts and your ways are higher than my ways. I know that I need to live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word. I know I need to live a life that says, not my will, but your will be done. I know that as I depend on you, others can depend on me, because when they depend on me, I'm pointing them straight to you, God, because I depend on you. I know that my confidence is in you, God, and that as every obstacle and every distraction comes my way, God, I know that I can be assured that all things through Christ will be and are done. I know I've been overlooked for many years. I know that you're the safety and that you're my refuge and my fortress. I know, God, that because of you I am saved. I know that you're a covenant-keeping God, and you're showing me how to be a person that's an example of a covenant-keeping God, that people say, I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Minister Margo. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Minister Sheila. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Minister Sylvia. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Pastor Troy. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Prophet Antoine. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Dr. Wright. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Minister Brandon. I want to learn how to keep a covenant like Reverend Lawrence. God, teach me how to give honor to where honor is due. God, teach me how to worship thee in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such that worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God, teach me the importance of knowing when to cover and how to cover and who to cover. Teach me your wisdom and understanding of knowing when to intercede and how to intercede. Teach me the honor and the privilege of the assignment of covering, of interceding. Teach me that it's not about if I'm a woman or if I'm a man. Thank you how you taught the husbands to cover their wives and the wives and the husbands to cover their children. Teach us how we are the parents, spiritual parents of many that you have assigned us to cover. God, teach us to yield and to submit to the walk, the justice, the word, and the righteousness that you've imputed us with. Father God, we yield to the call to cover. Father God, we yield to the call to intercede. Father God, we yield to your call to cover and to intercede. Once again, Father, we thank you for the alignment of your word in our hearts and in our minds. For your word has consumed our very being. Your word is what we meditate on day and night. Your word is hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Your will is what our appetite is for we will to please you. We've asked you for your ways, God, to send us the way you want us to go. Teach us the way you want us to do it. Teach us your thoughts. Let us hunger and thirst after righteousness. Let us thirst like the deer by the river of water. Let us not compare ourselves to one another, but that we will compare ourselves to God, to Jesus. And as we compare ourselves to Jesus, we see that our righteousness is that of filthy rags. But as we walk with the great I am that I am on the inside of us, as we allow your Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of us, and as we allow you to perfect us, we start to look more and more like you every day. Thank you, God, for perfecting us. Thank you, God, for showing us how we look like you in our Christ-like identity. For in Genesis, when you said it was good, it was good. And when Jesus said it was finished, it was finished. Thank you for the finished work that you're doing on the inside of us, and that when we stand before you, the blood of Jesus will be what you see. The image of Jesus will be what you see. Thank you that we will have access through you and to you through Jesus Christ, whom we confess with our mouths, believe in our hearts that he was virgin born and that he died on the cross for each and every one of us. And because of Jesus, we have the right to eternal life. Because of Jesus, we will reign with you, God. Because of Jesus, we will be with the elders that are laying before you, praising you, saying, glory, 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 Hosanna, glory, 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 holy is our God, glory, 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 oh God, we adore you, glory, glory, glory. Because we've covered and we've interceded according to your will, and because we know that you've covered us and that Jesus is sitting on your right hand interceding for each and every one of us. Our heart belongs to you. Our mind belongs to you. Our total being belongs to you, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I turn it back over to you, Minister Sheila. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle-elect, for that teaching, that testimony, and that some service that you have brought us through, and we thank you for it. The lines are open for each and every one of you that might have a testimony or statement or just words to say.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for the things of God this morning. It's Minister Margot. My throat is a little scratchy, but, you know, I thank God for another Sunday, and I thank God for the wonderful message that Apostle-elect Cecilia has given us this morning about covering, about our responsibility, our call, and the assignment that each of us have to cover one another, and specifically to know what God is asking us to pray for and whom to pray for. But as she ended, I was looking at the scripture in Hebrews 7, which talks about Jesus and his intervention for those that love him. Hebrews 7, the Amplified Version, verse 24, says Jesus holds his priesthood permanently and without change because he lives on forever. Therefore, he is able also to save forever, completely, eternity, those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede and intervene on their behalf with God. God's word is blessed. Be blessed, people of God. Amen. And amen.
Thank you, Minister Malcolm McCoy. Thank you for the scriptures reading and the acknowledgement. Anyone else? The lines are open.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Apostle-elect, for the lesson on today, as Minister Margot says, for the teaching us how to make sure we are aligned with God's word and with God's request of who to cover. I thank God for my covering. I thank God for this ministry. I just thank God for the releasing of the word on today because it was much, much needed. I thank God for your Apostle-elect for having the heart to share with us to make sure we are still on assignment. Amen.
Thank you, Minister
Sarah.
Thank you, Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? I just want to thank you all for listening, for those that was able to speak and those that are not. But I just want to thank God for this program for each and every Sunday. We have the benefit of listening to a magnificent woman of God, a good leader, a good teacher. I just want to say if you can tune in to each and every Sunday morning for Let's Talk at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook. This week, Monday, is Pastor Troy Thomas, a mighty man of God with good words and teaching and acknowledgement at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook, which is Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas. They share the Fridays for whichever one that might not be available, the other one will fill in. And once again, I say if there's anything that needs to be corrected or something that I miss, I appreciate my corrections. But I say, Lord, I just thank you each and every day because I know from the time I wake up and thank you and hurry on my menu for today, that without your covering, your love, and your directions on my life, that the devil would try to have his way on each and every one of us. But Lord, I thank you for covering us and loving us and to let us know that you are the one for us and you are the head of our life. I just say I want to thank you and thank you and thank you. And to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. I just want to thank God for this program. Thank God for today. And just thank God for loving me. And if I miss anything or anything else, I would like for you all to announce it. But as of now, I will ask Apostle, could she please pray us out?
Father God, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. We extol you. We exalt you. We worship you with every fiber of our total being. God, we submit to you. We yield to you. We honor you. We adore you. We cherish you, God. We thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Intimately knowing you, God. There's many little G's in the world that are leading people astray, but God, you sent your son Jesus to die for us because you love us, a type of love that you're teaching us about on a daily basis, and we thank you. That same love that has him sitting on the right hand of you, God, because of love. Teach us that love, God, that we will walk in it, God, that we will talk about it, God, that we will live it, God. We will put action to our agape love. Teach us to love one another. Teach us to demonstrate that love. God, teach us that every day is a day of love. America is celebrating love on this weekend and on tomorrow, God, but teach us to celebrate love daily, every nanosecond. Teach us to love even those that don't love us because of our skin color, because of our sex, because of our nationality, because of whatever it is. Teach us to love them, God, until we see the evidence of your love. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us. We end this program saying we love, we love, we love, we love, we love you. And God, we even love ourselves for those who don't love themselves. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.